Good morning. Mark chapter 4, verse 26 and 27. And Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how." A few years ago, I had the privilege of accompanying our son, missionary Matthew Yudi, on a mission trip in Nepal and India. There are many very interesting things, but what I appreciated the most was having the opportunity to talk with some of the Christians there about their faith and the challenges of living their faith in the midst of a very adverse Hindu culture. Since virtually all the adult Christians there had come to faith as adults, one of the things that I often asked was, "Do you remember how you came to faith?" Now, some of you may remember reading in one of our mission newsletters that with Pastor J.B. Bichakati, Raju's father, it started with his finding a colorful tract in the gutter. He picked it up and was amazed at the words on the cover: "God loves you." Very simple message, but from his Hindu background, startling that there was a God who might personally love him. After supper at their house, we did literally sit on the rooftop in the cool of the evening talking, and he continued his answer to my question by explaining that after picking up that track, it was at least 10 years until he became a Christian. And that looking back, he didn't know exactly how it had all come about. His words reminded me of our text. The seed sprouted and grew, though man knew not how. You've all probably planted some seeds at one time or another. We plant lots of seeds in spring in gardens, farms, ranches, and we probably do it assuming they're going to sprout and grow. But why? You know, scientists can tell us a lot about how seeds function, but the only answer to why is the miracle of life. Every seed sprouting shouts, there is a God who designed this miracle of life and gave its blessing to every seed. And how much more when the seed of faith sprouts in our heart. Yes, that track had aroused Pastor J.B.'s interest. And as a result, he started asking more questions when he had opportunity of other people about religions, discussing religion with a variety of people in his own family. He received a pretty cold shoulder. His family and his wife's family were, or are, devout Hindus. And they made it very clear that if he was going to follow any of these foolish ideas of the Christian God, they'd be disowned. So there was no earthly reason for this seed to sprout and grow. But it did. It did in their hearts. And Pastor J.B. has kept that track. It started with somebody else thinking it was nothing but trash to be thrown in the gutter. But it was the seed of life for him, and he has kept it to this day. Sadly, they were disowned by their families. But the Lord has caused so many seeds to sprout through them that their family of faith has grown into a church body there. They welcomed us with love into their home. But, you know, we were there representing you. So they were really also welcoming you into their home, embracing you as their larger family of faith. The seed sprouted and grew, though man know not how. Pastor Milan told me his life had been an absolute mess. And since Hinduism hadn't helped at all, in desperation he thought, well, maybe Christianity can help me somehow. As Elijah at Mount Horeb, the blasting winds had been tearing apart his life. Fire had been consuming many aspects of it and burning in his conscience till his whole life was shaking and breaking. But the Lord was not in the wind or the fire or the earthquake. Today also with us, fierce winds can blast our lives. Fires can burn our possessions, burn our conscience till our life is shaking and breaking and shattered. These things can indeed distract us from God. They can hold us in the bondage and shackles of fear. And yet, all they can really do is harm the external shell of our life. Through his investigations, Pastor Milan began to realize that, yes, Christianity is not the wind, the fire, and the earthquake. It's not about a God who's seeking to hold us in bondage by killing and filling people with terror. He realized that it is also not simply a moral system, a 12-step program he could put into place whereby he could finally straighten his life out, or that we can. Christianity is about who Jesus is and what He has done for us. God is present. He was realizing in that still small voice, God loves you so much that He gave His only Son into death to wash you clean from all your sins. With that blood-bought forgiveness the Lord gave Pastor Milan, as He gives you, a foundation that cannot be shaken. With Christ's perfect obedience, the Lord gave Him, as He gives you, a covering of righteousness that quenches all the fiery judgments that we deserve. With the demonstration of Christ's love, faithful to His last dying gasp, the Lord gave Him, as He gives you, a shelter from every stormy blast. Yes, the seed sprouted and grew, though man know not how. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 770, stanzas 1 and 2.